Thank you. My name is Kurt Gololo. I'm a member of this committee.
Okay,
so
then, we will be led by the team leader and the interested person.
Thank you, Chair. And introduce myself. I'm
and three all the entities trapped never finish planning. So I'm not very sure if you are one of those, but I think the people that are here, they said they have 100 years. They were established in 1875, 1878, they are just trying to come to Palais. I hope that you're not going to start from 1800, otherwise wouldn't be able to listen from the story. I think Progress are trying to give us the story from 1800. So if you could give us the story from 1890, it would be very important. If you could do so. Thank you very much, and it's your time to do the presentation. We have the IT department next to us. You are most welcome. They are at home. We don't have to introduce the names, we know you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to thank the committee for inviting our institution to come and make a presentation to the portfolio committee, in particular with regard to our strategic plan and the budget for 2007-2008. But the Chair has indicated that actually we should not start our story from 1895. We will be actually focusing on key strategic areas which the NFI is involved in. But I should firstly, because I do know that the members of the committee know what the NFI is, but it's always good to just give a brief background on the NFI. Cultural established under the Government Institutions Act, and there were two places which were established by the Department of Finance. The Northern Flagship and the Southern Flagship. The Southern Flagship has since changed its name to East Golden Hills of Cape Town. We are still the Northern Flagship, but you'll see in our presentation that we have long actually come up with a corporate identity, which we presented to this portfolio committee about a year or two back. And we got the blessings of the committee. Unfortunately, it was not in writing. I hope today it is in writing so that we can move forward. The NFI is an amalgamation of three national museums, which is the South African National Museum of Military History, the Transvaal Museum, and the National Cultural History Museum. But in addition to that, there are other five fighting museums. The Kruger House in Pretoria, which incorporates the Hamilton building, the former Bantu Commissioner's Office, the Dwayne Meteorite Crater, the Denmark's Museum, Velen Peninsula Cultural Museum, and the Pioneer Museum. All these five site museums which I have mentioned were part of the National Cultural History Museum. So that's what constitutes the NFI. They were all amalgamated in 1999 through the Cultural Institution Act. Now, when you look at our mandate as defined in the above Act, you can see that our core business is real conservation, collections management, to carry out research, to design, implement, and manage exhibitions and public programs, and render heritage-based space to other museums, national, provincial, local, and private, as well as individual educational institutions. So this is what informs our strategy. And the vision of the NFI is to inspire people to respect and appreciate Africa's unique heritage. And our mission being to ensure transformation and sustainable management of our museums and sites as a vehicle for nation building, social cohesion through conservation research and public programs for the benefit of present and future generations. And the institutional values of our organization is mainly to ensure Africa is a multicultural society, which will be reflected in three activities of the organization. In the activities of the organization, I'm sorry. And excellence as well, to strive to be an organization of excellence that develops products and services that meet international standards. Professionalism being to ensure professionalism in the execution of our duties to enhance productivity and the reputation of the institution. Transparency, acting in a manner that is open, consistent, and predictable to promote and enhance internal communication. So in whatever we do as management, we have to continually consult with the worker representative organizations and unions. The CEO must continually interact with staff and inform them about what the organization is doing and what we are doing. Loyalty is to strive to be loyal to the institution and what it stands for in its effort to meet its legislative mandate and broader government imperatives. To be an honest institution, to be an institution of honest employees who will protect assets and resources of the institution is passion. So on the basis of these values, it's how the portfolio committee can assess us in terms of our strategic plan, in terms of how we use our budget and all other activities. I should actually apologize that we thought that we had emailed our strategic plan in the budget to the portfolio committee secretary, but it appears that we never got it. Because we would have loved that you go through the document before we come to present. Our sincerest apologies for that, but we arranged that the copy be printed for distribution during this meeting. Here when we talk about financial status and constraints of the organization, what we are going to try to do is to give the financial status of the organization as it stands now. And some of the constraints, because these constraints tend to impact on actually effectively and efficiently meeting our legislative mandate. But we'll come to that at a later stage. And there is a letter which we have sent to the chairperson of the portfolio committee that actually indicates where and what those constraints are. Maybe I should just give my team or a chance to talk to them, my team or to talk to them about it. And can you respond to that, the state of the
thanks, the state constitution is what is perceived from the Department of Agriculture. In fact, we are given an NCF budget, but both of them say they are also a financial data. The direct support is the infrastructure. The NCF is what we collect.
I'm sorry,
the state contribution is what we get from the department as a grant for the operations of the organization. And then we may also say that about 89.6 of the 41.9 goes towards the central budget. And other than the state contribution, we have the entrance fee, which is the administrative and all the entrance of the museum. And the fundraising and marketing, business venture would cover the usage of our shop and what we produce in our shop. Contract also for facilities that we rent out when we generate certain income. And investment is also the interest accrued on the investment.
So, I'm not sure that this is feasible. I mean, you know, I think if you're
subject you don't have any problems with. You have this. If you're sitting in the presentation, or is it this?
Thank you.
what mountain would be our test name? I'm a point hatred 1.2.2. Would the test name advertising the telephone or the original budget? Then the collective management probably might ask why is the budget for the whole country. The expense is so much, the co-function is D2H. It's so minimal, the charges, the support function budget. The reason thereof is because we do get a small budget from the department in terms other than the state subsidy, which goes towards the subcommittee of the position, and also the extra budget that we got from the local, which goes to support these functions, the co-function. I think the main topic refers to the annual report, which is the past experience or past reporting, and we asked to come with open and only expenses on this year. So there was no reference in the invitation to say we must start from the annual report. This is 0506 financial year, but can't increase the open and only expenses. That's the because it's just March of 7. No, 7 or 8 is current one.
No, but we can't go through on that one. We cannot.
Oh, no, but there is only one change in question. If you want to say something, you just have questions. Oh, no, we wanted to check the budget last year. Not 7 or 8, because
the portfolio commission as a culture would like to invite another president to for a presentation on the budget for 2007-2008 and strategic plan. Maybe that's where the confusion
I think in any given situation, even if you are going to present from 2007 and 2008, you can if you don't make the previous year. I think there is a logic in there, even if the secretary reflects on it in the 2007 and 2008, how do you compare it?
So do they say we don't really accept this because of the reevaluation time? So looking at the budget for 2007 and 2008, I thought it was really an issue that you want to look at the budget of Chapter 2, 5, 6 if I'm coming to the change. So that we compare. But if you speak of 2007 and 2008, it would mean that we talk about January, but we can't compare this budget, this year's budget with last year's budget. So, all of which,
but we cannot accept this one without the previous one. That's the thing, because had there been 6 and 7, we would be failing that one. This is how you fail on your financial year 6 and 7. Now we're talking about 7 and 8, and we would ask you a question. Did you fail so badly? Why do you think we should give you that money, 7 and 8? And that's how
we do it. I think, as I said, it was always an issue, even though it started here, that's what they did. It started from 2008 to connect with this year. But the letter is received, the letter was done by the secretary. I don't know if she made anything to say 2007, 2008, but we cannot blame you for that. But we need to come up with a strategy. The strategy that says we cannot compare, therefore, what do you do on the number of we listen to this call. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Shepherd. The question to me will be, are you going to need more money? If no, let's give them a year. If no, let them send, if yes, let them send that 205, 206 as a teacher. That's my proposal.
Can I say that you think of this presentation, and then since they're in case, they would send us the two letters, because we're going for budget votes, we're going to debate, so we should know what to talk about. That's the data of the meeting. It's not possible for us to say yes, you're getting money, because we don't have last year's financial support. So could I allow them to do the presentation of doing, because now when I said they must go back, never said no, they can't go back, so we need to listen to it. Because there is nothing wrong with us saying if we don't take the presentation, we say they must go back. Can I
The proposed option is a ban of a vice president. Because if we listen to this presentation and say, okay, there's no way that we can be back to it, send us a presentation that we would be able to be back with, and they will not be back. Because we can't.
what we need here is 2006, 2007, anyone can publish. But according to my honorable member here, we have 2005, 2006. Maybe we could do it, so we could call that to make another appointment within 7 days that the institution must come and account at that time. Because we have the honorable member from the state, we cannot talk to the working women.
I have a problem only on that teaching since if they are coming up with a new strategy from listening to them, if they repeat the same thing, may I say to your leadership institution, because it is not their fault, may I tell them apologizing for each our secretary to write a letter that says 2007, 2008, let's start there, because it is not their fault. Therefore, because we want to look at your financial report, that could at the end affect you as this portfolio committee. If you need any financial assistance, it's our duty to do so. And that will mean we compare the 206 report and 207 report. And also to see whether you account for the money that you're given. You won't be able to see the account of the money that we give that day. On that note, I want to apologize to say that if there is a chance of you, whether it's ready in the office now, to say maybe they can email it so that tomorrow we can move on to the single point back and give that presentation. I know that it's not your fault, so let's just say all the members, so let's not look at the people that did not show what they were supposed to do, otherwise they got a wrong letter.
Surely they can do the strategic plan.
There will be any waste of time. If you look at the strategic plan and also the finances, because if you base the strategic plan without finances, it's not acceptable. I don't think we'll be doing the right thing. Could I listen to what you're going to say if you, or maybe you might come up with something?
Thank you, Chair. And also, I'd like to apologize. Communication. I would definitely agree that I am prepared to come back to account for the previous year that requested by council, not by the committee. We are prepared to come back because this is very, very important. Extremely important. That we explain to this committee on how they spend the money that's given to us, and to explain on how they're going to be spending what has been proposed to be given to us during this financial year. So if we can be given a date on when to come back to come and give the presentation, we are prepared to come back.
I think
it's
just and that, if we do so, it has to be before, if we give everything overnight, because we're not going to close our now. So if you mean that we have to look in between our program and make sure that we come before 7 days. So we will sit down, we have anything overnight, or tomorrow or after this, we'll sit down and check when we can listen to you. Otherwise, I don't see exercise of you presenting the strategy plan to me without having to. It should be really
important.
So, can we then? we listened to you before 7 years.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because they know what happened to you. So it might cheat me and say you did present this. So if I listen to them, it's because they were here last year, they know you. So I want to understand that you are saying that they did the same. Is that what you're saying?
Now, I don't know. Everybody does strategic plan for the next year or 3 and 8. So this is the strategic plan in 2007 or 2008. So your previous one will have the figures of 2016, am I right? Correct. So what is now missing is that the comparison from your audit, because I think you've got until the end of May to do to hand in your report to the AGU or whatever. So that year is missing. So to compare from this to your strategic plan, there's a year, financial year, figures missing. But I'm saying, if we didn't see this last year, then it will be in our offices. But for those who haven't got it, it will exist, maybe.
That's not the reason why it's not possible.
So that's it. Let's talk about all of this. The future plan, the strategic plan involves your planning for the next long term.
Could it then be even any sort of
future
plan? No. No. That's what I'm saying. I think I was thinking of using. Could you then say we bring the positive state?
Yes, sure. I understand what another member was saying. I think what we need to present is the MTF cycle. Because it's a three-year cycle. And from last year, something that was presented to the department.
Thank you. I can remove this there. Good. No problem.
I'll set up all right,
thank you. Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.